This piece was brought to you by White Oak Pastures, whiteoakpastures.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Opinion.
There are dozens of regulations that are responsible for ensuring human food safety in the U.S. But believe it or not, there were no similar requirements for animal food. Until recently, that is. The Food Safety Modernization Act was signed into law in January of 2011 by President Obama. And as we speak, the FDA is in the process of adding additional clauses that deal with controls for human food, animal food, and imported food. This piece focuses on the critical relationship between animal food and human food safety. There have been dozens of human food recalls in the past few years, and each year over 3,000 people die and over 6 million fall ill due to food-related illnesses in the U.S. The Food Safety Modernization Act addresses this fact and credits one reason people are getting sick to harmful pathogens along production and transportation routes. But where are the pathogens coming from? The bill targets animal food as one source of these harmful pathogens and focuses on prevention measures to avoid them and ensure human food safety. While sanitation and other prevention measures are important to protecting against the pathogens, shouldn't the bill also be targeting the connection between animal food and the pathogens? And really, how are they connected? Well, a couple ways, actually. The first is antibiotic use in industrial farming. These antibiotics are used primarily to force animals to grow more quickly and address the issues that arise from unsanitary and overcrowded living conditions. In 2013, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Center for Disease Control and Prevention released a report entitled Antibiotic Drug Resistance in the United States. In the report, the CDC identifies the prevalent use of animal antibiotics as one of the causes giving rise to new, deadly, antibiotic-resistant pathogens. The report says, quote, "Simply using antibiotics creates resistance. These drugs should only be used to treat infections. Instead, they are causing them." Avanish Kaur, an attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council, recently spoke with Katie Kiefer on What Doesn't Kill You about this topic and how it relates to us.
About 80% of all antibiotics sold in the U.S. are for use on cows, pigs, poultry, and other farm animals. Scientists widely agree that the misuse of antibiotics in animals is contributing to the rise of antibiotic resistance in our world, and that this increase of resistance threatens human health. So when we become sick from infections caused by antibiotic-resistant bacteria, the antibiotics are less likely to work, leading to longer illnesses, more hospitalizations, use of medicines with greater side effects, and sometimes even death when treatments fail.
Of its four core suggestions to prevent antibiotic-resistant pathogens from forming, the CDC says antibiotic use in animals should be dramatically reduced, and that much of the antibiotic use in farm animals is unnecessary, inappropriate, and makes everyone less safe. Anyone familiar with the realities of antibiotic use on farms knows that if all antibiotics stopped being used tomorrow, there would be serious short-term side effects. And no legislation that currently exists calls for the complete end of antibiotic use, but rather a gradual phasing away from the ubiquitous use of growth-stimulating antibiotics today towards a more judicious use of antibiotics in only animals that become sick. The second way in which animal feed is related to the rise of new and deadly pathogens is the industrial feeding system. In his Omnivore's Dilemma Manifesto, Michael Pollan says, quote, "Most of the health problems that affect feedlot cattle can be traced either directly or indirectly to their diet. America's cattle, just cattle, consume approximately 3.7 million pounds of feed per day, and most of that is corn. Corn is an unnatural dietary staple for cattle, and altering the natural food cycle of the animal by feeding them foods they are not built to digest has also given rise to new and deadly pathogens. You've heard of grass-fed? Well, it really is better, not just for the cows, but our health too. It is a failure of the Food Safety Modernization Act to not target the causal origins of pathogens, animal feed. But luckily, there are some who recognize these connections and have introduced legislation addressing these issues. House Bill 1150 is the Preservation of Antibiotics for Medical Treatment Act of 2013, and Senate Bill 1256, the Preventing Antibiotic Resistance Act of 2013, both target to amend the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act and require proof that antibiotics will not lead to the development of antimicrobial resistance. Currently, both bills are languishing in their respective Senate and House committees. But wait a second, do we really need the government to mandate what our animals should eat? It is certainly imperative to addressing the very serious threats from antibiotic resistance that we are facing. But ultimately, we should decide what animals eat, and we can. We can choose to buy from small farmers that abhor the use of unnecessary antibiotics and who adhere to a millennia of evolutionary guidance rather than industrial convenience when deciding how to feed their animals. Thanks for listening. For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Brianna Kurtz.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.